This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد I was asked to speak about a mountain of righteousness and piety. I was about to speak And I was asked to speak about a man that Saeed Raghib cannot equal to his shoes. I was about to speak and I was asked to speak about a man who saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his naked eyes. He did not read about him. He did not dream about him. He lived with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was about to speak and was asked to speak about a man that Allah revealed Quran because of him. I was about to speak and I was asked to speak about one of the 10 companions who were giving glad tidings of Jannah. Talha, Afwan, Abu Muhammad, Talha bin Ubaidillah, bin Uthman bin Amr, Al-Qurashi. I'm speaking about a man, and I'm speaking about them because we were told to relate and narrate stories of those people, of the righteous. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us the stories of the people before us as so we can learn and reflect on them and learn lessons from them. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه And Allah ordered His Messenger to tell stories. فقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون Narrate the story of Muhammad. Perhaps they will reflect and understand of what is happening. And I will remind you of something that you already know, but it is not something that is new to you indeed. However, Allah said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad, remind indeed, remind you who will benefit the believers. I have very short time to speak about him. For that short time, I ask of you, I request from you that do not listen to me with your mind and ears. I want you to listen to what I'm going to say, because innahu laysa min al-aghalid, it is not a fabricated story. Listen to it with your heart. With your heart. Because we're not talking about an entertainer. We're not talking about a singer. We're not talking about a movie star. We're talking about Abu Muhammad Talha bin Ubaidillah. This man came to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq after he came back from a trip. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided Abu Bakr to al-Islam. فَقَالَ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ أَمِنْ شَيْءٍ مُحْدِثٍ فِي هَذِهِ الْمَدِينَةِ. Ya Abu Bakr, did anything happen in the city in my absence? And now Abu Bakr as-Siddiq said, Allah has sent the messenger Muhammad so he can warn us. So he went to Rasulullah, فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. This man wasn't too tall, wasn't too short. He had a very light skin. His face had a little bit mixed with a little bit of redness. Had a beautiful beard, white shoulder, thick legs, tabarakallah. A man that when he speaks, he turns completely. And when he speaks to, he also turns to that person. A man that demanded respect. And he accepted Islam and he became a da'iyah to Allah and to the message of Islam. Talha bin Ubaidillah became a mu'min and became a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his business, his relationship, his status of the community was completely revised, was completely transformed into something different, because now in his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of it. Now in his life, he has a Quran. Now in his life, he has a guidance to follow. Now in his life, he sees purpose for his life. وَمِمَّا زَادَنِي شَرَفًا وَكِدْتُ بِأَخْمُصِي أَطَأُ الثُّرَيَّ دُخُولِي تَحْتَ قَوْلِكَ يَا عِبَادِي وَأَنْ سَيَّرْتَ لِي أَحْمَدَ النَّبِيَّ. The poet said, what made me so proud, what made me feel that I'm levitating, I'm flying, I'm up in the air is because that you chose me and you called me as your servant and you sent Muhammad bin Abdullah as my messenger. Ni'ma min Allah. Majority of you do not appreciate, because if we appreciate, we will follow his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam step by step. And then they move to Medina. And when they moved to Medina, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just before the battle of Badr, he sends him and Sa'id bin Zayd radiyallahu anhum to scout and to look around the Medina. But by the time they came back, messenger of Allah already went to Badr, and then they wanted to follow him up. But by the time they were returned, they met together in the middle road. And Talha felt sad because he missed the first time that the Messenger of Allah met his enemy. But the Messenger of Allah said, you are from the people of Badr. And he gave him a share as one of the people of Badr. And he lived in that beautiful life. But listen to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learns that the Quraysh are coming. They're coming for revenge in the Battle of Uhud. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he suggested to the Sahaba and he said, since they are so close and since they're so many, why don't we do this? Why don't we fight them inside of the city of Medina? نقاتلهم. He said, let us fight them inside the city. نلقي عليهم الحجارة من فوق دورنا. We will throw stones from the roofs of our homes. ونقاتلهم في طرقات المدينة. And we will fight them in the streets of Medina. But a man who was sitting in the back, حمزة بن عبد المطلب, أسد الله وأسد رسوله, قال يا رسول الله والذي بعثك بالحق لا أكل ولا أشرب حتى أجالدهم بالسيف خارج المدينة. He said, I swear by the one who sent you with the truth, O our messenger of Allah, I will not eat, I will not drink until I find Quraysh outside of the city of Medina. And Rasulullah sat back. And then a young man raised his hand from the back. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Now imagine this, Rasulullah sitting in the masjid, taking the shura of the Sahaba, and this young man sitting in the back. فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَا تَمْنَعْنِي مِنْ دُخُولِ الْجَنَّةِ فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَدْخُلَنَّهَا. He said, O Messenger of Allah, do not try to stop me from entering Jannah. By Allah, I will enter Jannah. He's not saying, I may enter Jannah. I would like to enter Jannah. I wish to enter Jannah. No, he's saying, don't stop me because I'm going for Jannah. I don't want dunya. I want Jannah. So the Messenger of Allah, he smiled. قَالَ بِمَا. With what? What qualifies you being from the people of Jannah? قَالَ بِمَا. Do you have PhD like we say nowadays? Oh, doctor so-and-so. Or do you have a business? Like we say, this is a businessman. Oh, do you have... No, he say, what qualifies you that you are so certain that you're going to be from the people of Jannah? The young man, he said, two qualities. أولاً, أحب الله ورسوله, سبحان الله. I mean... This young man, he said, first, I love Allah and I love you, Ya Rasulullah. And second, he said, قَالَ يَوْمَ الزَّحْفِ, the day that I meet my enemy, I will never give them my back. I will fight them, Ya Rasulullah. So the Messenger of Allah, he went out and said, let us go. Now we are in the battle of Uhud. And forgive me, my dear brothers, my time is limited. Now in the battle of Uhud, Messenger of Allah situates the archers and he says, you stay here. And he tells them, in ra'aytum, if you see birds coming from heaven, snatching us one after another, you stay right here. Do not move from this mountain. And he said, and if you see that we are victorious and we kill every last Qurayshi, do not move. And he moved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one row, the right, al-maymanah, and then another row in the left and in the back. And he stayed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yushrifu ala al-ma'raka. He's overseeing what is happening. And then the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, at the beginning, they moved the Quraysh so much that Hind bint Utbah, the wife of Abu Jahl who was there in the back, the wife of Abu Sufyan who was in the back, she saw a wave of the mushrikeen coming back, running away from the battlefield because the Muslims were chasing them. And then the 50 archers who were in the mountain, قالوا انتصرنا, we won, let us go down. فقال قائدهم, did you not hear what the messenger of Allah said? Don't come down. But they did. خالد بن وليد رضي الله عنه and عمر بن عاص رضي الله عنه, who are watching these 50 people couldn't come through from the mountain. For those of you who went Uhud, you will see they were back, 700 of them. When they realized these are coming down, they came and they killed them all. And then they move. And then Iblis, a shaitan, announced, look back. And then the Sahaba, they look back and 700 of the horsemen of Khalid bin Walid attacking. And then the Quraysh, they came back. And they were squeezed in the middle. But the messenger of Allah, he's standing here with seven of the Ansar and two of the Muhajireen. Seven from the Ansar and two of the Muhajireen. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqas and Talha bin Ubaidillah. So the messenger of Allah had to make a decision right there. If he speaks, then the mushrikeen will see him. If he stays silent, then the Sahaba would be slaughtered. And then the messenger of Allah took this stage. فَقَالَ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِلَيَّ يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ هُنُوا هَلُمُّوا إِلَيَّ. Come to me. To save his Sahaba, he risked sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his life. He risked his life, knowing that the Quraysh would know that he's there. And the Sahaba of Nabi, they got confused. And the announcement was made that the messenger of Allah was killed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then some of them, they ran to the city of Medina to seek shelter. And some of them, they dropped their swords and they said, after the death of Muhammad, what can we do with life? What am I going to do with life? It's useless, it's pointless. And some of them, they said, let us fight and die for what he died for. يقول سعد بن معاذ يقول وقف أنس بن النضر وقد ألقى القوم أسلحتهم, and the people dropped their weapons. فقال قوموا فموتوا. He said, get up and die for what he died for, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, there is no point for living after the death of Rasulullah. And then he turned the mushrikeen and he said, Ya Allah, I'm free from those, and I apologize for these. And then Sa'ad bin Mu'ad, faqala ila ayna ant? Where are you going, Ya Anas? Faqala wahn ya Sa'ad. Wah, inni la ashumu raihat al jannah. Wah, he said, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. Huna, Uhud, hear what I smell. Qala fa ya Rasulullah. He's telling the story later. I couldn't do what he did, radiyallahu anhu. And he was killed with 80 hits, radiyallahu anhu. Now here, كما في صحيح مسلم, you have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with seven of the Ansar and two from the Muhajireen. And the Quraysh, they approached the Messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Look at this. Imagine Rasulullah in the corner. Nobody is there. But seven of the Ansar and two of the Muhajireen. فَقَالَ من للقوم وهو رفيقي في الجنة من who's going to stop them, and he's my companion in Jannah. فَقَالَ طَلْحَ أَنَا لَهُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ I'll take care of them. قَالَ No, not you. And then the Ansari, he went and he fought until he was killed. And then the Messenger of Allah said, who's going to stop them? And he is my companion in Jannah. And then another Ansari went, and another Ansari, until Yazid, until Zayd bin Sakan came. The last of the Ansar. Last of the Ansar. What do you think those Sahaba were thinking when the Messenger of Allah was in that situation? What do you think they were thinking about? And then Ibn Sakan, he got hurt and he was bleeding. So they dragged him and they brought him to the Messenger of Allah. And the Messenger of Allah picked his head, put on his thigh, and the blood was gushing from the side. And he looked at the two of the Muhajireen. فَقَالَ مَا أَنصَفْنَا أَصْحَابَنَا He said, now we did not do them justice with these two Sahaba, with the seven of the Sahaba. And then he said to the Messenger, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man lil qawm? Faqala Talha, ana ya Rasulullah. He said, who's going to stop them? And he said, I will stop them. Now I want you to reflect on that. Talha radiyallahu anhu, he was the only person, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas was there, and he was the sniper of Rasulullah, using whatever he has to protect. But look at Talha bin Ubaidillah. He goes and he fights with the enemy. And he comes back. And every time he sees someone aiming at Rasulullah, he goes so he just can be hit. And he was willing to die for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, that's the true love. He wasn't saying, you know, nafsi, nafsi. But because he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would go and fight them. And then every time he thinks that the mushrikeen are approaching Rasulullah, he would come and protect Rasulullah with his chest sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Utbah bin Abi Waqas, the brother of Sa'd bin Abi Waqas, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir, who was fighting against the Messenger of Allah, he took something and he hit the Messenger of Allah on the face, and he broke his tooth and he cut his lip, and the blood started gushing. And Talha, he sees the situation, but he has to defend the Messenger of Allah sallallahu. So back and forth, and then he comes, Ibn Hishab al-Zuhri, he comes and he throws another thing on the Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah lands on the ground and he's bleeding. And then Abdullah ibn Qamiya from the Mushrikeen, he came from behind, I don't know how he passed Talha, and he hit him with the sword, and Talha comes back, but the sword hit the Messenger of Allah on the shoulder, but because he was wearing armor, it did not penetrate. And for a month, the Messenger of Allah could hardly move. And then Abdullah ibn Qamah, he came and he struck the Messenger of Allah, and Rasulullah is wearing a maghfir. And the Messenger of Allah, the metal went through his cheek. Two of those metal went to his cheek. And subhanAllah. I mean, so just to imagine Rasulullah being hit, and you know, and look at how the Sahaba felt. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there bleeding, and Talha bin Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu cannot do anything other than what he's doing. And then Talha, he fought. And Rasulullah is sitting. And then they cut Talha's finger. فَقَالَ حَسْ He said, ouch. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَوْ قُلْتَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ لَرَفَعَتْكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَلَرَآكَ النَّاسَ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ He said, had you said Bismillah, angels would have lifted you and people would have seen you flying. Talha bin Ubaidillah. يقول أبو بكر رضي الله عنه. And Abu Bakr, all of this happening in minutes. And Abu Bakr and Umar and the rest of the Sahaba, their mind was to save the Messenger of Allah. فيقول أبو بكر الصديق من لي بمثلك يا أبا بكر تمشي رويدا وتجيء في الأول. Always first in everything. Always first in everything. يقول أبو بكر I was running towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I saw a shadow, a man who was defending Rasulullah. فَقُلْتُ كُنْ طَلْحَ بِنْ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ كُنْ طَلْحَ بِنْ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ كُنْ طَلْحَ بِنْ عُبَيْدِ اللَّهِ. Be طَلْحَ. He can only trust طَلْحَ with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كُنْ طَلْحَ. He said, then I was طَلْحَ. And then I saw a shadow catching up with me. And he said, he was like an eagle, subhanAllah, covering the ufuq. And that was Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. And then he came for Atayna, we reached the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa aslihna min sha'ni, and we tried to help the Messenger of Allah. Fa qala alaykum, he said, get Talha, alaykum bi Talha, alaykum, help him out. He said, we came to Talha and he was hit 39 times. And his fingers were cut. His hand could not move. And then qala, amma Talha, faqad wajabat. He said, fa Talha, Jannah became wajib on him. Jannah became wajib for Talha. And subhanAllah, yaqulu Anas, then after the battle of Uhud, we went to the masjid and Rasulullah was on the minbar. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, Allah has revealed this Quran saying, some of the believers fulfilled their promise and some of them are waiting. فَمَنْ هُمْ الَّذِينَ قَضَوْا نَحْبَهُمْ. Who are the people who completed their promises? The Messenger of Allah did not speak. And the man asked again, and the Messenger of Allah did not speak. And he asked again, فَإِذَا بِطَلْحَ. طَلْحَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ entered the masjid with two green thobes. فَقَالَ أَيْنَ السَّائِلُ. What the man who's asking. فَقَالَهَا أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ. قَالَ هَذَا مِنْهُمْ. This is one of them. هذا منهم. طلحة يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الذي سماه طلحة الخير طلحة الفياض طلحة ال... He called, said the Sahaba, من أراد أن ينظر إلى شهيد يمشي كما في سنن الترمذي. من أراد, whoever wants to see a shaheed walking on earth, then let him take a look at طلحة بن عبيد الله. Let him take a look. Those are the people that we came from. These are our legacy, ya ibadallah. Those are the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faji'ni ya jariru ila jama'atna al-majami'u. Ji'ni, bring me somebody like them. No one in the history of humanity, no prophet, no messenger can ever say, I had someone like the sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is sad that we never met those men and women, radiyallahu anhum. وَلَكِنْ بِتْتُمْ وَبِنَّ فَمَبْتَلَّتْ جَوَانِحُنَا شَوْقًا إِلَيْكُمْ وَلَا جَفَّتْ مَآقِينَ تَكَادُ حِينَ تُنَاجِيكُمْ وَضَمَائِرُنَا يَقْضِي عَلَيْهَا الْأَسَى لَوْلَا تَآسِينَ إِنْ كَانَ قَدْ عَزَّ فِي الدُّنْيَا لِقَاءُ فَفِي مَوَاقِفِ الْحَشْرِ نَلْقَاكُمْ وَيَكْفِينَا. This, he said, subhanAllah, this poet, he painted so beautiful. He said, you've been there and we've been there, and our pain of losing you will never heal. He said, we will never heal. And he said, but the best thing is that on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will meet you, Ya Rasulullah. We will meet you, Ya Sahabat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Talha radiyallahu anhu lived, and in the leadership of Abu Bakr, and in the leadership of Umar, and in the leadership of Uthman, and in the ma'rakat of Jamal radiyallahu anhu, between the Sahaba, Talha radiyallahu anhu was killed. The ulama said he was killed by Marwan bin Hakam, كما قال ابن كثير وابن حجر العسقلاني والذهبي وغيره. But he was killed. And then Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, he saw him on a valley dead and his face is on the ground. And then he turned him over and he started wiping the dust from the face. And he said, Ya'izzu alayya ya Aba Muhammad an araka majdhulan hahuna. He said, it hurts me to see you lying down here. However, I ask Allah an yaj'alana, to make us among the people whom Allah will resurrect them and enjoy the blessings of Jannah. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة. In their stories, a lesson. What are the lessons we learn from this Sahabi radiyallahu anhu? A man of devotion, a man of sincerity, a man of loyalty, a man who lived to serve the deen of Allah. We learn two things, ya ibadallah, that I would mention. We can learn a lot more. One, Talha bin Ubaidillah radiyallahu anhu was a true mu'min and his intention in everything that he did was mukhlis. Niyya saliha. Even when in the Ma'arakat Jamal, when he died, he was there with the good intention radiyallahu anhu. Second, we learn that Talha radiyallahu anhu, he sacrificed everything for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything. And unless the Muslims in everywhere in the world, until they hold on to these two things, with al-ikhlas and sacrifice for the deen of Allah, nothing much would change in our condition. Jazakum Allahu khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for everything. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.